A legal case in New York about a man accused of violating U.S. sanctions took a strange turn. It started to look like the federal prosecutors trying the case and not the accused man had done something wrong. A judge recently released the prosecutor's email and text messages, and she is demanding that the Justice Department investigate. Here's NPR's Carrie Johnson to explain.
Judge Allison Nathan says prosecutors violated their duty to share evidence and then failed to come clean about it for months. Last year, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan persuaded a jury to convict Ali Sadr of violating American sanctions laws against Iran, only to reverse course and abandon the case altogether after allegations of government misconduct.
The misconduct that we saw is unlike anything I've ever seen in the 20 years I've been trying criminal cases.
Brian Heberlig is a defense lawyer for Sadr. He says what makes this case different is the judge demanded explanations from the government lawyers, and then she ordered their private emails and text messages be released to the public.
We got another entire round of information that, you know, showed the inner workings of the prosecution team on the critical moments in question, and it was not pretty, I have to say.
Not pretty. One junior lawyer suggested they try to, quote, bury a new document in a pile of old papers they sent to the defense during the trial. Next, supervisors on the case started to worry. Yeah, we lied, one of them wrote about a letter of explanation they sent to the judge. The U.S. Attorney's Office later retreated from the idea of lying, saying they were simply rushing to file paperwork on a tight deadline. It's the biggest scandal over the Justice Department's failure to share evidence favorable to defendants since the botched case against the late Alaska Senator Ted Stevens.
Does an experience like this lead you to ask what prosecutors are doing in other cases that we never find out about?
I can't help but ask that question.
That prosecution in New York is now over, but the case is not closed. Judge Nathan wants a Justice Department office that polices lawyer misconduct to investigate the government team. And she's ordered all the lawyers in the U.S. Attorney's Office to read her opinion. Defense lawyers say that seems to be making a difference already. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.